day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, and I am your host of Pitching My Ass Off podcast every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now we're going to speak about pitch ready for every occasion and every encounter. Now, why is it important to be pitch ready? What does it really mean? Being pitch ready for every encounter or occasion means that no matter what, you're always in pitch mode. You never know when you will have the opportunity to stand next to someone who can totally change your life, your business, your book, your product, your services, or your business. And so always look for opportunities to be able to pitch. And I don't mean just standing up and just giving some sort of pitch. What I mean is being able to weave it into different conversations and seeing what lands and what doesn't land. Because when you're able to do that, opportunities will present themselves in ways you've never even dreamed of. So let me give you some tips on how to be pitch ready for every occasion. Number one, I've said this before, but I will say it again because I think it bears repeating. Always be ready to pitch. I will tell you a story. I was in Whole Foods, and I was talking with the cashier. You know, I just bought all of these groceries, and I was very excited. And my book had just come out, which is Bad Bitches and Power Pitches. And so I'm just talking with the cashier, and this woman next to me, who was buying her groceries with her girlfriend, she says, "Oh, so you're from Missouri too?" And I was talking to the cashier about that, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri." And she said, "Oh, I'm from Kansas City." And, you know, I'm still talking to the cashier, and she says, "Oh, you wrote a book?" And I said, "Yeah, it's called Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only." So then she said, "You know, I'd love to learn more about that. Can we talk for a few? So as we were sitting there talking, she was like, "I'd love to meet with you. I'm the VP at a particular company." And I thought, wow, this is such an amazing opportunity. I wasn't speaking to her. I was speaking to the cashier, and another woman overheard me talking about my book, which tells you what? You never know who's listening. And I didn't do it to force her to listen to me. I did it because I'm so excited about what it is that I'm doing. My book is a number one Amazon bestseller and soon on its way to being a New York Times bestseller. So you see, when I'm talking to people, I weave in about my book, my products, my services, and things that I'm doing because people are very curious about people who are doing something that they are not doing. So if you're in line at the grocery store, if you are at an event, or if you're just taking in like the sights of the city, you're at museums, you're doing certain things, look for opportunities to introduce yourself to others. So always be ready to pitch. Always, always, always. You never know if Warren Buffett will be in the room. You never know if someone connected to the greatest business minds of all time are listening to you. So again, I will say always be thirsty on the grind to pitch. Always be ready to just be on point because people are listening, people are paying attention, and you never know who's looking you up on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram because of something that you said to someone else. Number two, always have your pitch in verbal and written form. So you always want to be able to say your pitch, and you should have multiple pitches for different audiences. Let me be clear about that. Always have different pitches for different audiences, right? But the reason why I say you must have your pitch in written form is because sometimes you're going to be in situations where someone will tell you to email them something. And so you want to be able to know that you already have it written in written form that you can send off to people. Let me give you an example. So Forbes magazine just wrote a review of my book, and I was so excited, and so I sent it off to all of my network, put it on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and people were so stunned. Why did I do that? Because it was important for them to know that a big company has co-signed on my book, which in itself is a pitch. And then I put in more information about myself. Why do you think so many press people have reached out to me? Because, you know, getting into Forbes is not easy. And so because getting into Forbes isn't easy, they know that it's a quality book. So when I posted it on LinkedIn, it went crazy and viral. And then when I started posting it on other social media channels, people went wild. how did you get in and stuff like that? And I don't give the secrets to my success unless you're a client of mine. But one of the things that I want you all to know is if you have your pitch in verbal and written form, half the battle is already over. All you have to do is click on it or say it out loud and you're good. You want to make sure that you stay on point. Number three, I want you to build noise and buzz for your brand. And you do that by being pitch ready in every situation, every occasion, every event, every encounter. So one of the things that I think is very important to people who are learning how to pitch is that don't assume that you know the pain points of your audience. Don't assume that. Ask the questions. Ask on social media. Like for me, one of the things that I learned is as a pitch master is some people, before they even want to start pitching, want to know how to speak well publicly. Well, I didn't have products for people like that. So what did I do? I created products based on questions that I had asked my audience. I started asking them questions about confidence. I started asking questions about public speaking, professional speaking. I started asking questions about pitching and allowed my audience to tell me what was it that they struggled with. Because you can think you know because you're an entrepreneur, but what you don't know is you're not everyone in the world. Another thing that I think is very important is I was just at an event last Thursday in Long Island, and I was speaking to a Jewish audience, Orthodox Jewish audience, right? 90% men with yarmulkes and everything. I have to admit, I was a little nervous about the title of my book in that environment because I thought maybe they would think that it was inappropriate. When I tell you, when I got finished pitching and I got finished with my presentation, they lined up to buy my book for their wives, for themselves, for their daughters, for other women in their lives, and I was shocked. And it taught me a very valuable lesson that I teach others. Be pitch ready for every encounter, every occasion, every event, and every situation. Now, because I've been a speaker for 24 years, I can't adapt to any environment. And I remember asking my friend Renee, who put on the event, who hosted the event with LinkedIn Local, I said, why didn't you tell me? She said, because I knew you were okay. I knew you wouldn't say anything untoward. I knew you were the right woman for the job. And I thought to myself, she had enough confidence in me not to tell me a very valuable thing because she knew that I could handle it. Who does that? Who does that? So ask questions of your audience. So when I was giving my presentation, I asked them certain questions about themselves just so I could make sure that I was tailoring my presentation and my pitching to them. So the next thing you want to do is be the answer to their pain points. If now you have gathered the data and the information about what their pain points are, you need to tailor that in your pitch. Curate that, vet that, make sure that you're answering their pain points in your pitch, right? So when you start to answer those pain points, I want you to post on social media how you are the answer. I want you to talk to people about how you're able to help solve those problems once you fully address what the pain points are. A lot of us will sit up and give the solution without fully explaining what the problem is. And until I was able to understand, most people didn't want to buy my pitching services until they knew that I understood that they were scared. They didn't have the confidence. They didn't know how to speak well publicly. How could they even start pitching if they couldn't do those sort of things? And following on building up noise and buzz for your brand, you want to challenge the status quo and the general public assumptions about things. So when I started my first company, Curvy Girls Lingerie, so many people told me that fat girls don't need sexy lingerie. Nobody wants them. What they didn't realize is there have been studies on different sites that showed that men really do watch women who have a little bit more meat on their bones more than their skinny counterparts. They didn't know that. They thought, oh, well, what they see in society and what they see on billboards is what men really want. When it really comes down to men know what they want, and they may not say it on a survey, but it shows up in their actions. So it's very important that you pay attention to what's really happening. What are the actions really saying versus what is the lip service? And challenging the status quo, I was 327 pounds when I started my first company. And so having to challenge the status quo that I could be the Beyonce of my life and not the funny fat girl on the side. So I challenged the assumptions, and I celebrated the beauty of curvy women every day. Every day. And that's challenging the status quo. So make sure in your pitch you challenge something, because it will have people following you left and right when you're able to do these sort of things, right? And so overall, one of the things that I think is very important to each and every person who is pitching their businesses, their brands, their books, their products, and their services is that you must be of service. It's not enough for you to pitch about buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. Showcase how you are of service to others who have a need. How are you doing that? Are you always pitch ready? Are you addressing their needs, their issues, their problems, and their concerns? Have you written it down in written form and in verbal form? Are you doing what is necessary to make sure that you stand out in a crowded marketplace? Are you addressing your education, your credentials, and your achievements in such a way that you truly stand out as the clear choice for what they need solved in their businesses, their brands, their books, their products, and their services? Are you asking proper questions to really illuminate for your audience why you are the clear answer to their problems? Are you doing that? Have you done that? And so it's very important that as you begin your pitching journey, that you stick to the things that actually work, not what you read about on Google, not what some of these so-called gurus say, but really from people who are doing it and have done it, not people who just write about it. And so I think it's very important overall that you follow these three key tips for being pitch ready for every encounter, every situation, every event, every occasion. Number one, always be ready to pitch. Always be ready to pitch, no matter what, no matter if you're tired, no matter if you're not feeling your best. Always be ready, because people want to see people who have rock star confidence doing what they do, even if they're not feeling so well. Number two, you have to have it written, have to have your pitch in verbal and written form. That way, when people need to know from you, like my law school and my college, when I started doing these bigger things, when my billboard was in Times Square, I really started pushing that out there, and that allowed my school to put me on a bigger playing field. Because when I was at Rutgers, I wasn't that great of a student. Now they look at me as like one of the greatest, and I'm not an attorney anymore. I am an entrepreneur, and I'm taking advantage of these opportunities. And number three, you want to build noise and buzz for your brand in advance. And so one of the ways that you do that through the art of pitching and public speaking is asking the right questions of your audience so that they know that you care and you're not just doing things for the sake of doing things and just trying to make money off of them, okay? So overall, in the overall grand scheme of things, I hope that this was being very beneficial to you. I hope that you're learning a lot from what you're hearing from me, and also knowing that I truly care about your pitching career, what you're doing in your business, what you're doing in your life. These are tips that will take you very, very far, even if you were just using it to understand how to really market yourself in a proper way. Thank you so very much. This is your girl, Precious Williams. This is the Pitching My Ass Off podcast, and I'm so delighted to be with you every Sunday at 5 p.m. Thank you.